Unity Week. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. We are in the Unity Week. This week begins on the 12th and ends on the 17th of the Islamic month of Rabiul Awwal. Sayyid ibn Tawus, one of the celebrated Muslim scholars of the past centuries, writes, God the Exalted said to Adam to look at his progeny. Prophet Adam saw among his progeny a group whose light had engulfed everywhere with a special brightness. Adam asked God, "My Lord, who are these?" God answered, "These are the messengers from your progeny." Adam asked, "My God, why is the light of the last one of the messengers brighter?" God said, "Because of his superiority over all messengers and saints." He asked, "Who is this messenger and what is his name?" God said, "This is Muhammad, the messenger, the prophet, the noble, the confident, the elect, the pure, the friend, the dearest creature with me and the most loved, the nearest and most known among my creatures. As for knowledge, forbearance, faith, certitude, chastity, humbleness, asceticism, and obedience, he is superior to all of them. I have taken pledge from the carriers of my throne and other creatures in the heavens and the earth to have faith in him and to admit his prophethood. O Adam, have faith in him so that your position, merit, light and esteem would increase with me." Adam said, "I have faith in God and his prophet, Muhammad." God said, "So I increased your merit and nobility. O Adam, you are the first among my messengers, and Muhammad is the last of them." A study of the Noble Quran reveals that all previous nations and messengers had been obligated to admit the prophethood of the Prophet of Islam as the seal of all prophets. Ayah 81 of Surah Al Imran reads, "When Allah took a compact concerning the prophets, inasmuch as I have given you of the book and wisdom, should an apostle come to you thereafter, confirming what is with you, you shall believe in him and help him." According to this ayah, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, was quite known to other prophets. In view of this, the exegetes of the Noble Quran maintain that the most important feature of the prophet is that his name had been mentioned in the books of other religions. Ayah 157 of Surah A'raf reads in this regard, "Those who follow the apostle, the uninstructed prophet, whose mention they find written in the Torah and the Evangel." Ayah 146 of Surah Baqarah also reads, "Those whom we have given the book recognize him just as they recognize their sons." Thus, the characteristics of the Prophet of Islam had been clearly mentioned in the previous scriptures. Historical accounts show that Prophet Jesus, peace upon him, used to speak of the signs of the emergence of the last prophet. He would give good tidings of the coming of Prophet Muhammad as the last messenger of God to mankind. German psychologist Carl Jaspers writes, "What we know of Jesus with more certainty are his good news. Some of these good news about the last messenger are in the Torah and the Evangel, in the book of John, part 14, paragraph 16, we read, "And I ask God, and he will grant you another comforter, that is prophet of Islam." Prophet Jesus spoke several times of the coming of Paraclete or Comforter after him. He said, "He won't come till I have not gone. If you like me, keep my recommendations. He is the pure Spirit of God who will make you aware of all realities." It was because of this good news that when Neges, the Christian king of Abyssinia, got the letter of Prophet Muhammad's invitation, he said, "By God, this is the very prophet whom the people of the book are waiting for." The Torah also has mentioned some of the lofty merits of the prophet of Islam. In the Deuteronomy, Prophet Moses says, "And God has told me what they have said was good. I will raise up for them from among their brothers like you, and I will put my word in his mouth, and he will tell them whatever I commanded him." The Torah then makes it clear that God will not take his soul until he guides the backward nation and makes them familiar with the call of monotheism. Prophet Abraham was another great prophet who prayed to God while building the Kaaba. That is the symbolic house of God. "My Lord, raise up a prophet in this religion who is the inhabitant of here and recites your verses to them and teaches them the book and the wisdom and purifies them from pollutions and sins." Ka'b ibn Ghalib was a noted scholar who believed in the monotheistic creed of Abraham. He read the characteristics of the Prophet of Islam in the scriptures of Abraham and embraced Islam. Muhammad Sadiq al-Fakhr, the author of Anis al-Islam, was also a Christian priest who became acquainted with the personality of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, and embraced Islam. Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace upon him, the fifth infallible successor of Prophet of Islam, said on the name of the Prophet in the books of previous prophets, "The name of the Messenger of God was Mahi, or Eliminator, in the scriptures of Abraham, Had, or Struggle, in the Torah of Moses, Ahmad, in the Evangel, and Muhammad, in the Quran." Someone asked the meaning of these names, to which the Imam answered, "The Prophet, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, is the eliminator of idols and destroyer of polytheism. He has eliminated any god beside Allah." Had means that he struggles against anyone who fights God and God's religion, no matter if he is near or far away. Ahmad means that God has praised him in the best way. And his name is Muhammad because the Lord, the angels, the prophets, and all nations praise him and greet him.